This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Donald Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to visit North Korea Sunday, stepping across the border during a meeting at the demilitarized zone with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. After shaking hands at the Panmunjom border village, Trump walked across the military demarcation line separating the two Koreas. Then the two men crossed back into South Korea. On Saturday, Trump had said the meeting would only last 2 minutes. However, VOA's Bill Gallo reports Trump's private talks with Kim lasted about 50 minutes, turning into an impromptu summit.
When the two leaders emerged, they came out announcing, Trump was announcing at least, that working-level talks had resumed and that the two sides had agreed to form teams, Donald Trump said, in order to, quote, work on issues. He said they'll be meeting in the next few weeks to see if they can work something out. And using sort of Trumpian language, he said, we'll see what happens.
South Korea's President Moon Jae-in said the meeting was an important step toward building trust with North Korea. The Taliban and the United States are both said to be making serious efforts to conclude a draft text that could lay the ground for finding a political settlement to the 18-year-long war in Afghanistan. This is the seventh round of talks in the nearly year-long dialogue. The discussions in Qatar to hammer out the deal continued uninterrupted for almost 12 hours on the opening day Saturday, according to the spokesman for the Taliban's negotiating team. He told VOA on Sunday that the discussions are expected to continue into the next several days. The talks have primarily focused on guarantees the Taliban will not allow insurgent-controlled Afghan territory to be used for international terrorism. And in return, U.S.-led NATO troops will withdraw from Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Albanians are heading to the polls amid high tensions between the ruling and opposition parties and a tug of war between